title. Couldn't get line upon line, but I know about what the Lord's speaking. But I've never felt so good in my spirit about America than I feel today. Now, the reason why, it's not at CNN, it's not Fox, 13, 6, whatever your channels are. It's not social, but they actually oppress me if I watch them. But when I see what's happening on a biblical scale, hallelujah, I've seen God in the last year and 2 or 3 months, I've seen him bring down darkness from a government standpoint down. I've seen even down to this community and things be uncovered and money embezzled and all of that stuff all the way, all the way. And I'm not judging none of those folks. But I like what I'm seeing, that God is bringing light and shedding the light on darkness. And I thank God he does it in our life. In our simple walk with the Lord, when we walk with God, let me tell you something. I don't know if you know it or not, but you are already, if you give your heart to Jesus, you are highly favored of the Lord. You have God's favor on your life. God surrounds you with his favor, God and his mercy and his grace. He says, come boldly to his throne that we might find a grace and help in time of need. You know, and that's not just talking about lost folk. That's talking about me and you. But I've never, that this revival and the way I feel in my spirit, praise God. I mean, Jesus is coming. We've heard it and the Bible's preached it way before we were even born. But we're living in the last days, the end times. You know, we're in the end times. That is great. Now, I don't know when he's coming back. It could be 50 years, you know. But anticipating him coming, and I'm crying out, God, give us all that we are supposed to reap people-wise and kingdom-wise before he comes, God. Don't let one, and he won't. He'll give every person opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. But while we live here, Jesus told us to occupy till he comes. Occupy, take ground, take your healing. Hallelujah. I've refused to let my body and doctors. I'm crying out to the Lord on high blood pressure medicine for 4 or 5 years, and I've been standing on the word for 4 or 5 years. I don't care if it's 10 years. God's word don't change. He said heaven and earth will pass away. He said, but my word will never pass away. Well, what does his word say about my blood pressure? By Jesus' stripes I was healed. Amen. And so I got to get in line with the scripture, take the medicine, and I've been I'm like, okay, I'm believing I'm healed, and one day they're going to take me off of that. Might be the next time I go and they take my blood, this one, that. But I'm expecting to come off of blood pressure. I'm expecting God's favor on me in my body. You need to expect God's favor on you in your body. That those stripes and Jesus sealing it on the cross was God's favor. He took it. And so I'm just on there, and I started hearing this beetroot stuff, and I'm like, what's beetroot? So I go to looking into beetroot. It's a natural blah, 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 whatever. And I thought, okay, you know, man. And so I looked at it and I thought, $39 a bottle, I don't know about all that. So I go on Amazon. I look on Amazon, you know, and I tell Teresa and blah, blah, blah. And I'm pondering it. Is this the path? Right? You know, when I don't get a miracle that I don't never have to take it the minute I believe, then I look for it to manifest while I walk. Don't just take it for me. You look for it to manifest as you walk. Expecting the finished work of Calvary to happen in your body. Therefore, your words, when you take that medicine, I'm not anti-medicine. I am not anti-doctor. All of that is a natural helps ministry that helps us with this natural realm. But I believe more in the supernatural realm, ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, than I do that. But I have seen God work in that realm. And so don't think that I'm anti-doctor, anti-hospital, anti-whatever. Go, whatever means to help you stay healthy and all of that, go do it. But believe God. And so anyways, I tell Teresa, you know, and she looked up at Walmart, it was $9 or something. Well, now that beetroot over there, they said, don't buy that other because it ain't good. It's not really pure stuff. Then you go over to theirs and they say the same thing about the others. And I'm like, I got to decide which one. I'm going this route. So she picked me up some at Wally World. I call it Wally World. AD said, Papa, what's Wally World? I said, it's Walmart, short. Well, anyways, I started taking that beetroot. It's natural substance. And you know what, praise God? My blood pressure leveled out to 120 something over something without the high blood pressure medicine, what I was taking. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. And all the other medicine, whatever it is, you know, I'm not going to look at this and say, I'm telling you this is what you need to be doing. You get a doctor's report, what does the word say in Isaiah? It says, whose report are we going to believe? The doctor gives you a report, you're going to believe this report. Now, I'm just telling you, that's where the challenge comes. Because everything in your body and the doctors and all of that, just like I went down, you know, and had the open heart surgery, and they want you on that Plavix, you know, and I'm good with it. And so he said, this is the best. We got to put you on the best medicine. You got to have this. You got to have this. I said, well, how much is it? He said, it's about $500 a month. I looked at that doctor and I said, that's not going to happen. Now, it ain't because I didn't have the money or could believe God. If I don't have it, but God, he said, he'll supply all my needs, right? If I need a $1,000 a month bottle, and that's what the route God says, then he will bring that $1,000 a month into you. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Don't read into it. That's my conviction based on the Bible. I'm not going to be robbed with medicine. Right? That's just real simple. I don't get robbed with cell phones and I don't get robbed with that stuff. I just don't. I made up my mind. Certain areas, maybe he has robbed me, but I got it all back when I figured it out. Well, I go down there and I said, that's not going to happen. Well, I didn't go down there thinking I'm slaves to this hospital. I'm a slave to Christ Jesus. Amen. That makes you free from being slaves or bound to something in this natural realm. You know, and so I told him, I said, that's not going to happen. Well, you got it. I said, I'm telling you, it's not going to. And he said, well, have you heard of that omega fish oil? Yeah, I said, well, you made him mad. When you make the devil mad, he has to spit it out. Bless God, my faith got my answer through an ungodly man. You hear me? I'm going to say that again. My faith got my answer from an ungodly man. Now, I could have sat there and told that doctor, oh, my God, I can't afford that. Now, I'm just like a sinner. Right? That tells that doctor, my God ain't big enough to supply my needs. Right? You get it? I mean, I'm just laying it out the way I see it. That's the way I see it. So, anyhow, pray God went and took that, and that's all I've took for 6 years. It's oil in a katsu, some kind of fish oil. I don't even know what it is. Omega fish oil. What kind of oil? Fish, I guess. Dude, I didn't wonder if it come out of a whale or I ain't into all them details. See, look, God's not really into all you getting into all the details of how he can do it and which way he'll do it. He wants you to be in faith, believing him based on his word, and then he works the supernatural and works things that me and you can't. Amen. Well, you know what? I took that 5 or 6 years. I think it had me on 6 months then, finally got delivered to a year. Now, you know, I don't think it cares if I come back or not. And I'm good with it. But anyhow, I went back that 6 months, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I didn't tell him. You know, he did the blood work. They'd run your blood and do all your blood and see how you're all that's working out. And he got back and he said, well, that's working. It was for the triglycerides or whatever it was, them pills. And I told him, I said, no. Nah. I said, I'm not taking that. Oh, I said, I'm taking that omega fish oil you told me to take. And he said, well, it's all leveled out. I mean, completely leveled out like it should be after 6 months. And every time I go back for 5 or 6 years, that's good with 2 omega fish oils, something God put in the earth. Right? I'm good with that. I don't believe long-term taking any kind of medicine's good for you. I don't believe medicine heals. But you know what? God is going to bring a cure to cancer on this planet. I believe it. There's a cure for cancer. But anyways, you stand on God's word when you go into that doctor, but God, you go in the name of Jesus. Go in my name, he says. He didn't say go to church in my name. He said go in my name. Cast out devil, heal the sick. Lay your hands on yourself. It ain't you. Greater is he that's in you. Speak to your body. It's not you. It's greater than he that is in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. My body's tried to stop me for 8 years. Just can't stop Christ in us. Amen. He's not bound to your body. I mean, I'm bruising a little early. I think it's a little too early. Trey said, well, your skin's got tender. Well, I'm 59, Mac, you know. I'm not denying I'm 59 years old, but God, I don't consider myself old at all. I don't consider myself weak. When my arm tries to tell me you can't go preach, they're going to see you all bruised up. You think it don't happen? Johnny's hair cut is not straight every time. He didn't even know it till I just told him. But it didn't change one bit how I think about Johnny. Right? I'm not self-conscious of this body. My ears, I can't wear, that's why I don't like to wear, I'm telling you this so you feel a little better about yourself and your little imperfections you know you got. Your hair's fine tonight, man. Shining. Got it greased up, man, blinding me. It ain't greased up. I put on some shades one day, you know, glasses or something, and they were stiff, you know. And so when it hit my ear, it wasn't hit my other ear. And I thought, man, something wrong with them glasses. So I've always had to take glasses to match my lower ear. So my ears are lower than the other ones. Amen. Them ears are not me. They're on this body. They're on this temple, this car that God gave me, this vehicle. But them glasses is not going to determine what I believe or don't believe. Amen? And when you get to that point in every area of your life, you will be walking in faith and victory. Faith gets the victory. I don't have to put it up or y'all probably quote it for stuff I've heard. Whatsoever. Matt, did you know you're a whatsoever? That's what the Bible says. Whatsoever is born of God. Overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes. Even our, how do you get faith? You make a determination on God's word that your body is healed and you get it settled and you don't think no other way. That's convinced. Paul, he was convinced. He said, for we know that all things, Romans 8, work together for the good to those that love God. I believe he healed because we asked him, Keith Scott. I knew him when I was just out of diapers. He knows me from all my life. He's been invited to church, wanted to go to church, you know, man, and all of that, you know. And that's fine. But you know what? God so loved Keith. Johnny. And Matt, thank God he didn't leave us where we was at, Matt. We took our life down to nothing. We took our lives, a lot of us. Some of us didn't. We never stole a candy bar. Anybody in it? Y'all all stole somewhere. But some of them in that other church. But we're all born into sin, corruption, destruction, damnation, and we're under condemnation. We're actually, when we're not born again, we are bound to the wrath of God. But when we get born again, he redeems us from the wrath. So the wrath is coming, but we're on the good side of wrath, which blesses you. Praise God. Where was I at? Y'all just get yourself healed. Let God talk to your heart, Nita, tonight. You lay there and you talk to it. You ain't got to ask God. God heal my heart. He's already healed it. He said, occupy, take authority over it. Walk in dominion over it. And when you go tomorrow, we're believing with you that you will get the results you're believing for. Amen. Jesus said it in the gospel. He told them, be it done to you according to your faith. Praise God. You know, me and Teresa, she taught me into going down there up there, Palisades Park. We was going up there. We're going to die together. All right. We can't be together, so we're going to go die together. We're just going to go up there, Rick, and hold hands and jump off. We never did go. Thank God. Yeah, thank God. And so now we up here in this kingdom, and I told her the other day, I said, you know what? I said, concerning finances for the body of Christ, I said, I don't have a problem believing. I said, because if God can keep mine and your marriage like he has done for 40 years, he can do anything. Praise God. So, your $100,000 house ain't no big deal. Amen. Come on, somebody. It ain't no big deal. You know, I put in $30 worth of gas today and somewhere down here in Bluntville, I guess. And I went to Hansville and went back around to Bailington, didn't make no money. And I come back and I was on empty. $3.70 or $3.80 in Bluntville. And I thought, man, it takes as much in your lawnmower now to mow yards as it does go to Coleman by. Hallelujah, lawnmower. Yeah. Used to mow it for 50 cents. Now it's $6. You got to have 2 gallons of it. And I told the Lord, I said, I praise you that I had money to put gas in there. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't have to praise him. I got some more money. But you know what? I praised him down there when I didn't. When it was $5 a gallon and I'm behind on everything, and I pulled in there and put the last $20 I had in to go run the service and took a chance whether I was going to get to do anything and make any money or not. And I praised him. I said, Lord, I thank you that I had $20 to put in my truck, Lord, to go and do your will. How many knows going to work is God's will? Amen. And you know what, praise God, and I thought, you know what, God? Give me that scripture. Right now is a good time for it. In Timothy, I guess it is. Paul was 17. But it says here, he says, which in times he shall show who is blessed. That ain't it, is it? I give you the wrong one. Nah, that's it. I'm sorry. Verse 17 says, charge them of the rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Hallelujah. Who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Now, bless God, you don't have to believe that. And a lot of the body of Christ today don't believe that. He gives me health so I can enjoy life. He's given me pontoons and stuff when I wanted to enjoy time with my family. I've seen him, but you know what, Richard? I'll give you the shirt off of my back, my friend. He said, charge them that are rich, not to, go on back, give me the rest of it. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to take the blessing God brings you and help others. Ready to distribute, ready to give. I'm criticized a lot, and you will be too, when you believe God and you come from nothing and you believe and you struggle and you go through the struggles and you get the word of God settled in you and you get convinced, bless God, that you can tithe and give and sow and God will do what he said in that Bible. You get convinced. Your family don't have to be convinced. Your neighbor, your Christian brothers and sisters don't have to be convinced. You know, the world ain't going to be convinced. They going to tell you you're greedy. They're going to tell you you're all about yourself. You're a prosperity. You going to become a prosperity preacher and you ain't even a preacher if you're going to believe God and talk about to your friends and neighbors and relatives about what you're believing for, you're going to be labeled. But that's fine. That's part of growing up. God pulls you out of your comfort zone in your marriage. He pulls you out. You got to fight sometime for it. You got to fight. And everybody will tell you give up. Everybody will tell you it ain't worth it. Everybody will tell you it ain't your fault. Don't ever get all of that. Just don't do it. You take God, you stand on God's word, and you put your trust in God. He said that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. And I'm telling you right now, while I was struggling behind on everything, when money come to me, I tithed. You hear me? Before I eat. Before I bought Travis some candy. That shows your trust in God. I was trusting in God. I wasn't trusting in the little bit of money that I was given. I was putting my trust in God and I was not going to let my challenge steal my worship. See, my challenge can't steal my worship in my body about healing if I don't let it. You know, my challenge financially can't steal my worship. Satan's been trying to get me to worry about this revival. Boy, I don't know what else. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're the one. He's pulling you right out of your comfort zone. He's saying, if you want my stuff, you go after me. If you want, you put me first. You put me first and I'll set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And all nations will call you blessed, says the Lord. He said, you put me first and I'll deliver you from the adversary. I'll be your rear guard. I'll be your shield. I'll be your buckler. I'll be your healer. I'll be your supplier. Hallelujah. I stood right out there, you know, because me and Teresa, we're like, we ain't got enough man, it's not going to be enough seating room and all of that stuff, you know. And because she's had me driving her around evangelizing. And I'm like, Jesus. I told Travis today, I said, this is a miracle. It's your mama. Not saying nothing bad about her. She's a teacher. She ain't never really had that burning on the inside for the lost, for the broken. She told me, she said, we're not looking for saved people to come to this revival. And I thought, well, just don't believe that way. I didn't tell her that, but I mean, but I knew the heart of what she was saying. God, send us the lost. Send us the backslidden, the broken, the demon-possessed. She said, I've never really realized, or whatever she said, you know, how terrible that was. That dude bound, you know, and it caused him to cut himself and throw on the ground. And she said, can you imagine how bad a life that is to be demon-possessed? That sounds like God to me. Sounds like God. And you know who he's chose? Us. He's chose us. He's chose us. Why? Because we've not denied his name. Revelation said you might have had just a little bit of strength, you know, but you've not denied my name. And I will make those of the synagogue of Satan bow down and worship at your feet. I thought about the scripture in Isaiah today. Where he's talking about their son be born, and it says, "And my the government will be on his shoulders, and of his increase or righteousness there shall be no end." And I thought about government. Government is authority. Jesus came and he released that authority to me and you over sickness and disease, over financial poverty, over demons, over the. I'm telling you, we have power over those that God is bringing into our arena. I told God I was working out in my garden, occupying, talking to the Lord. And I said, Lord, send us the lost. Let us have them, Lord. We want them. Send us the lost. Send us the broken, God, I said, and let us have them. And let us train them. Let us disciple them to walk in faith like we do. Let us teach, help us teach, let us teach them to walk with you and to walk in faith in you, God, that their lives are not bound like some of ours was. He gonna answer us. Hallelujah. But you're covered with God's favor. And then Teresa, she says, she comes in, she said, I need you to take me somewhere when you get back. And I'm like, uh-oh, she's on it again. So we got down there and we had to come get a flyer. She thought about the recovery house over here on Page Springs Road, ladies' recovery house. You know, and she said, take me up there. She said, I need you to take me, I want you to take me up there. And they said, well, it might be, but she was telling me, she said, I have it because God sended me. Well, she's believing for results. That's what you do with your body. That's what you do in this ministry. If half of this church is sitting here, same old, every week. It's every week. And then Brother Scotty talks about money every week. Blah, 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 blah. You're holding us back. Quit. Don't get the rain. Get the bits out of our mouth. Stop. Get on board. Push the cart. Pedal, row, whatever it is. Swim. Breathe. Put on two sermons a day like I did the root beet, whatever that is. I forgot what it is now. Beetroot. I put in two beetroot a day and it worked. Put in two sermons a day. iPod. Somebody. Don't just look. Get off of this Facebook and just scrolling through there and listen to them nuts. Stop it. Find you somebody. Paul didn't say give Facebook the full reign in your life in 2026. He said beware of false doctrine. Criticizing the ministry, criticizing the church, criticizing going to church, criticizing giving, criticizing our Netanyahu, criticizing our president. Turn them off. Turn them off. Go find you some. If you don't know who, I'll make you a list. It won't take me but 5 minutes and I'll have you so pumped up by the end of next week you'll want revival every night. If you'll take what I write you down and be a doer. When oppression tries to, I don't get oppressed. I just don't. Heard this preacher one time. He said, man, I have opportunities all the time to fail. All the time. All the time. He said, I just don't take none of them. He said, I just made up my mind, bless God, if Jesus Christ is Lord and he can save me, bless God, well, then he can keep me. And bless God, I mean, he's 56 years in the ministry now. His name is Jesse Duplantis. He was a young preacher spitting everywhere. And when I started off and he had got saved and bless God come out of, I mean, you know, he went to a church lost and give him like $40,000 or $50,000. Lost. Because they need to build a church. The dude just, now he's a millionaire. People just ride by his mansion in Louisiana and throw money over the fence. It ain't the devil. They done documentaries flying over his mansion. And you know what? I was thinking about it. I thought, you know, let them criticize him. But God, all they're doing is shutting theirself off to he's the same God to them as he is to them. He gave his way into that, believing God, giving down there, praise God, went full blown serving the devil. He said he was a bad sinner. I mean, women and everything. But God set him on fire. Jesse Duplantis, that's his name. Set him on. I listened to Kenneth Copeland them. I was listening to him here about 15, 16 years ago, feeling a little bit, you know, like down a little bit. Johnny, maybe it wasn't a good day or maybe a good week or been through a lot. I don't know what the case was. And I thought, I'm going down to church and I'm going to do something down there. And I come down there and Excellence of Ministries in this library. I put those on and I started listening to them. Excellence of Ministry. And you know what? If I'd have listened to it in a negative frame of mind, I had still had a lot of faults and flaws at that time, praise God. But it was like trying to beat me up. I'm like, God, man, excellent. Why not? I should have just read that before I put it on. That's the way your flesh is, though. When God's trying to feed you, if you need a banana, he's not going to give you a steak. He's going to give you a banana. Oh, I really don't want a banana right now. I think I want a steak. No, eat the banana. So I took that Excellence of Ministry, and time I got done with about a half a day of listening to it, praise God, I'd got all the flesh cut off and all of that, done crucified that thing, and I stood on that booth and I said, God, help me reach for excellence in this ministry, God. If I hit the mark with you, God, and I stay on course in faith, God, then I can lead that body into victory in their families, in their finances. Lord, help me reach for excellence. See, the very thing that I wasn't crying out for before I put the sermon on, I was getting it. So what I'm saying, you can't come to church twice a week and stay strong. You need to hear sermons. I started going down the road. I said, God, you even fixed it where, you know, that somebody that can't read and write can download it on the phone, and that phone will read the Bible to them. You don't have to even know how to read this days. Your phone can read it to you. Well, I just don't like all of them preachers. You ain't met all them preachers. You ain't heard all them preachers. You got a mindset, and God can't hook you up. He wants to hook you up. He's hooked me and Teresa up for years outside of our church. Our church wasn't enough. We didn't know it. We thought the church is all you need. Woo-hoo. If we just get to church, we get this devil off of us, boy. We can go on the rest of the week. And before you know it, we're like, we're going to kick the devil out when we get there. We went from that to that. But you know what? Teresa's spending hours, I mean hours, Keith Moore, if you need anything on anything, go Keith. And I've had somebody tell me, I don't really care for Keith Moore. And I'm like, I don't either. He ain't the one I'm looking to. But God, he's anointed by God. I mean, I don't like that he knows how to take the word and, I mean, do surgery on you and make you like it while he's doing it. And I'm like, man, this is good. Man, I got cut wide open, sewed back up, and healed. It's the same message. I'm in there remodeling our house, our trailer, and Teresa, she spends 5 and 6 hours, you know, with that dial-up. It took that long just to get one sermon. One. 5 and 6 hours. And then I go in there and she's wanting, I download this one on marriage and let's listen to it. And I'm thinking, man, I can't even think. I'm trying to remodel the house. You want to fit preaching? I thought, man, if I want to hear preaching, I'll go to church. But I didn't say it. I said, well, put it on. Put it on. You know, so we're in there listening about marriage. That's how I got it in me. I told the devil, I said, you know what? Talk her into trying to get a divorce. She can't get one. I won't let her. And I told somebody that one time. They said, you can't stop her. I said, I can't. I said, but my God can. I said, my faith can stop that. I said, and so 40 years, I'm still standing. Yeah. And I still got my little cutie pie, honey. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I can tell you, she's a trophy. Y'all guys are a trophy. And y'all have helped me to be a trophy to y'all. Being here and faithful and praying and fasting and backing up and amening. And not sitting there like a turtle out of the water wondering what's going on, man. I'm going to go see if I can get something out of it tonight. Tell you right now, I'm going to see if he's got it. I have to fight that at services. That's terrible. You don't look at them. You just say something else. Then I understand what the scripture says in our Mac. Don't consider their faces. I found it. I thought, I wonder if I can ignore them and preach. And but God, I found me a scripture in there. I wanted to know the will of God, Johnny. I've had people in here with hot flashing and some cold on the same pew. It's too hot in here. It's too cold in here. Which one did you do? Bless God, you're like, just rough it for Jesus for a few minutes. Y'all help me. Y'all help me. Y'all's fasting and praying. See, when I was down there with the noodle, oh, I've got to tell you this too. The Lord told me to start the food ministry here. This great, wonderful, easy food ministry that we have right now. Y'all are like, where's it at? You should have been here 12 years ago. If you'd have been here 12 years ago, you'd be, I'm telling you, you'd have you one of them, you'd have you a one of them victory flags, buddy. Every time that food ministry is mentioned, you'd run around the church. Oh, yes, man, God, we're in the blessing. We're in the blessing. Come in here, and the Lord said, tell them to bring a can of green beans. I thought, yeah, man. So I come to the church, I said, we're going to start a food ministry. I said, everybody in here, you know, bring a can of green beans. Bring canned stuff. Went about 2 or 3 weeks, we had a pile of green beans. And the Lord said, tell them to bring something they like. I thought, oh, I hadn't thought about that, man. So I come in here and I told them, hey, Lord wants y'all to bring some of that beef stew. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good man. It didn't say money. That brought us to thousands of dollars a month worth of food. Those few cans, and I was reluctant. I thought, man, you know, that stuff is 60 cents a can. The green beans are 4 for a dollar. It's easier to give the green beans. Right? That's where I was at. Had to break that. And the Lord did it all a little bit through us, saying, Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, right? We sang it, yes, Lord. I'm trading my sorrows. Well, don't go out there and be sorry. If you trade it in here, keep it. Right? I'm trading my pain. Well, don't go out there, oh, hurts bad all week, I'm telling you right now. Oh, come back to church, I'm trading my pain. No, get out there and say it. When the pain is there, when the sorrow is there, did you see the hands in here Sunday on unforgiveness or offense? That was terrible, but I knew it. I really didn't want to say it. But God said, I want them to look and see that they are not the only ones. Because he makes you feel like you're the only one he's trying to trick. You're the only one that's going through that. No, you go to that church over yonder next Sunday, by God, and you say, hey, pastor, could you have them to raise their hands and ask them how many has had an opportunity in the last month to be offended or mad at somebody or here or whatever. Have them say, I guarantee you half of that bunch will go up. But that shows you the dangerous ones. The ones y'all raised your hand. I ain't ever been offended to nobody. You ain't been there yet. Praise God, you just ain't been had to cross that baptizing river. That you're going to be baptized in that. I'm not speaking negative on you. You're going to go through that fire. How do you think Deuteronomy 28 says you went through the fire? You went through the flood. Men rode over your heads, but I brought you out to a wealthy place. Hallelujah. How do you think that's coming? That wealthy place, that abundant place, that more than enough. You're going to go through financial trials and you pass them. You praise him. You praise him in the hall. You praise him when it ain't good. You praise him when it's good. I praise him. Well, just like it says, Scotty, do good now. Scotty, I'm going to bless your business and I'm going to raise you up and I'm going to bring you where you believe in me, that you the head, not the tail, and you'll lend and not borrow, Lord. And you'll ask me, can I have this? And can I have that? Should I do this? Do I need this? What do I do with this? God, should I help anybody? Should I not? He says, Scotty, do good now when I do that for you. Be rich in good works. Somebody told me one time, see, he's telling you you don't need all that money. I said, how did you get that out of there? I said, how did you get that out of that scripture? Then he said, he said, he says here, you know, not to put our trust in. I said, that's right. Don't put my confidence in it. Put my confidence in God paying my bills. Put my confidence in God releasing me from a $130,000 hospital bill. Pray God. Now, at that time, I didn't like that fire. But you know what? I come out and he did that, and I thought, man, that's what David, man, when he got up to Goliath up there, but God, he done killed a bear, and he done killed a lion, this 9-foot Philistine monster. I probably couldn't even pick up the sword of that dude. You know, and he looks up, I'm sure, and looked down there. He didn't think, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wonder if God's that big. He did not. He said, give him to me. Let me go. Let me go. They even tried to put on that armor. Don't try to use somebody else's faith. Right? Don't use somebody else's experience. No, you hear from God. You walk with God. You be willing to obey God, and God will take you in a path that everybody wouldn't go. I went somewhere. Anyhow, we was needing carpet in here, and we didn't have the money. We had $1,000 is all we had. I went to Dalton, Georgia, and got this carpet here. And the Lord, I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord, you supply all of our needs. I wasn't calling Faith Restoration. I wasn't calling. I didn't get on. We didn't have Facebook back then, thank God. We had, it comes through another avenue. But I began to tell God, thank you, Lord. The Bible declares, Lord, in Mark 11, I have your faith, you give it to me. Whatsoever things I desire to have that carpet in there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for it, Lord. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive it. That's what it says, and it says you will have it. We're walking on it. I was so much on the Word of God when we was back there, convinced that that if people get and believe and stand on the Word of God, whether it's put you a steering wheel cover on there and believe God for you a car or whatever, God said, He said, I want you to give all you've got. And I thought, oh my God, light bill's due here, the water bill's due, and the church, everything's due. We needed everything. I wasn't even thinking about we're not going to have money for the heat and cooling systems. I wasn't focused on none of that. I'm at hand. See, whatever's at hand, that's what you deal with. Right? Don't even think about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. That's what the Bible says. He said, tomorrow evil is sufficient of itself. It'll be there tomorrow. Don't worry. Praise God. I go to a Hispanic church. The Lord told me to go up there. I came to Sandy and whoever was here, and I said, "Hey, I said the Lord told me to give all we got away and sow it for our carpet." And whoever it was, I don't remember, Sandy, I know she's been here since the beginning. And he said, "Whatever the Lord says, do it." So I sowed that $1,000, all we had, all this church had. You know, see, if God asked you for all, He's up to something. He's coming to bring breakthroughs to you that you might not even know you got right now. Because God knows everything. And God knows how to prepare His people for everything. I'm believing for your businesses to prosper. You may be the one that builds this new church when it comes time. Bless God. I'm in agreement. Every one of y'all's rich. Well, I'm on fixed income. Who said you are? You did. Your money's telling you that. What the natural's telling you. But I know better. If you fix yourself to God's word, He can make you a millionaire, and you'll tell the government, take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more. I would. I'm drawing $800 a month and God makes me rich. I'll tell them, man, yeah, just send it on. I'm going to buy me some artificial tattoos where it look like half my church. I'm going to take that Social Security money and buy some tattoos. Hallelujah. See, I'm looking for God's people to walk in the fullness of God. I saw my mama leave her kids money. I saw God do it on a little scale down there with a broken woman, a bedridden woman, a widow woman that never had enough. I bought her cars and gave her when I got tired of her borrowing and making payments. Me and Teresa, we bought her cars and gave them to her. Paid her house off where they wouldn't take it, you know. And Maya should got herself in and all that. Went down there and taught my mama to begin to honor God. I told God, I said, God, let me pay my mama's tithes, 60 or 70 a month, whatever it was. Monty, he told me, he said, it's not about the money. He said, I want to do for your mama like I do for you. And taught me that you're not bound to your government check. Taught me that you're not bound to disability. You're not bound to your 40-hour week or 20 or like me and Richard Freebies. We run around while our wife works. Not no more. Putting you another bit of your busy man. Well, the Bible says that he can bless the works of our hands. Why do you think I'm out there planting a garden? I'm expecting triple produce this year. I'm expecting double work out of my grandkids. Hallelujah. I'm gonna teach them that God's prosperity means work. Work, save, tithe, give, be faithful to the church. And be generous. Aubrey told me, she told the men, Teresa, we're going to give somebody something in school. And I don't know what she said, a bunch of her stuff, you know. That's a miracle. But she's a tender-hearted little girl anyways. And I thought to myself, I thought, that's where it's at, God. So I told her, I said, you know, that's awful generous in you to give that stuff to her. Well, what does the Bible say about a generous soul? Johnny knows it. That's right. I ain't seen you get no fatter there, but I've seen you be blessed. Right? Now, y'all eaters, you can blame that on the scripture, but that ain't it. Praise the Lord. But you're favored of the Lord. Believe God to increase you on your job. Believe God to give you favor. I believed Him for favor down where I worked. And I mean, God showed me in less than a year the favor of God. Went from $200 or $300 a week when He sold that business out in less than a year, bringing home $445 a week. And I was off on Saturday. I had to work Saturday, half a day on Saturdays. And He let me off on that Saturday. It wasn't Him decided that. It was me. I began to honor God. I began to believe that God's word is real and God will do it. And I've saw Him deliver me once. I've saw it a million times out of trouble. I've saw Him give me wisdom that I would not have had. I called up, I run into something I couldn't figure out, a garage door, so I called my enemy. Which I didn't have none, but he did. Wayne Doors up in Coleman. He wouldn't spit on you about garage doors. Now, he was a serious man, lost man, you know, and you're his competition down here next door in Blount County. And God taught me not to be in competition if they move next door to me. I don't have no competition if I believe God's able. If I believe He's able, praise God, they can open up a garage door company right here in Bluntsville and won't make me sweat a bit. But I had to go through that trial. I had to go through that baptizing test there. I had to go through that. See, every prize that you get from the Lord, you have to run that race, so to speak. Go after that prize, right? Paul even talks about it. You know? And so, well, just like you feel oppressed all the time. I don't want to hear no preaching. Say, shut up. Shut up. Just turn it on. Say, you don't know what we need right now. So I can tell right now you're trying to bring me down. Might be your flesh. Might be the devil. I mean, when my mom died, I mean, I should be. I mean, her birthday goes around and I forget to even tell her sometimes. What's the big deal? The only big deal is Satan, the oppressor. Poor old you. Poor old you. Why, if I brought my mama back here by faith, Lord love me, she would murder me. She'd murder us. She'd say, y'all didn't have no right to take me out of paradise. I was in my mansion. I didn't have no pain. I'm back down here in this world. I didn't have no pain. I didn't need no money. Man, I'm praising God day and night. There ain't no darkness. I never get tired. I just walk out and see the glory and see everything praising God. And y'all brought me back here. Y'all know better. Y'all been reading that Bible. Y'all was selfish. Amen. It's about how we feel. Don't let none of that stuff oppress you, but God. You going through the fire, get you a flag if you have to, and go in there and stick it up beside your refrigerator when you go to filling. Just go in there and, oh, where's my flag? Go get that flag. Woo! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Woo! I'm sitting down there at a heat and cooling system. I drug out of the woods. And that's the time I enjoy that stuff. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm burning up stuff. Flipping breakers. Googling, burning up stuff, you know, and I'm like, that's not it. Don't plug it there. That's not it. Don't plug it there. And I sat down there and I say, thank you, Lord, for this heat and cooling system. Praise God, I'm enjoying this, Lord. That might seem weird to you, but I like it. He said He'd give it to me so I could enjoy it. Right? Well, you know what? I finally figured it out. I figured out the wire that was blowing everything. Took that wire off, man, and this thing has got some cold air conditioning. Woo! I put the thermometer in there and it's 59 degrees. I thought, man, I need this on the job site. But it's a 220 package unit. I ain't got a generator big enough to run it on the truck. You know, and I thought, well, maybe somebody in church is needing one. Shouldn't have told y'all that. Because right now it's high, the price, because I don't feel to give it away. Praise the Lord. So believe God for God's goodness. You know, I mean, don't sit around just idle all the time with your mind. This world will drive you crazy. Your workplace and troubles about drive you crazy. Your family, the sickness and all that will drive you up the wall. Satan will just take it and he'll just throw lure after lure trying to get you to worry, trying to get you to get oppressed. What are we going to do? What if this happens? What if that happens? All he's doing is trying to hinder you from moving forward and occupying and getting the promises of God. That's all he is trying to do, because he can't destroy us. He don't have that ability. So do whatever you got to do to stay strong. The Bible says a strong spirit. You can't listen to WZZK all day long and then a lion jump out and you say, come here. I'll tell you this and I'll close because it's important. We're going to the men's meeting up yonder in Faith Restoration. And a bunch of these guys want to go. And I invite people all the time. Sometimes I knew better. But anyways, they get in the car, and there's about 5-6 of it. Oh, you just ride with us, ride with us. That's usually against me, what I do. Because I don't like to talk about everything on the planet before I get to a God service. I like to have my mind on the Lord. I like to be praying for that service. I like to be, you know, engaged in that service before I get there, being the partakers, you know. That's the way you do here, ain't it? If you ain't, change it. Anyways, we get up there. We're in service over there, and one of them carried their cell phone in there with them, and that's, you know, I'm against that. You know, unless you got it off. Well, what if mama dies right in the middle of the service? Well, don't you know God knows mama's going to die right in the middle of the service? You might as well go on and enjoy the service because mama's dead. Right? That's preparing for mama to die right in the middle of the service, actually. Well, something happened to one of their kids out here while we in there. And so I'm over there talking to one of the brothers, you know, and one of them come over there and just mad at me. Don't you care? I said, care about what? I didn't know what they're talking about. Man, we need to go right now. We need to go. I said, well, let's go. So we got in the car, you know, and they begin to tell me something happened to one of the little girls, blah, 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 and they, oh, blah, 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 you know, all, oh, you know, and I just let them go on. I said, well, sorry, guys. I didn't know it, you know. I started telling them, if you had that stupid phone in there, you wouldn't do it till you got out here. I got back there, well, and I'm thinking, there's the difference in somebody in faith in victory and somebody that ain't. Because if you live a life of faith in God, then there ain't nothing can catch you off guard and shock you to defeat. Not nothing suddenly. I get out of the car and I tell them, I said, hey, guys, let me tell you something. I said, you can't be in the flesh all the time, in the flesh, and then a battle come up and be in faith. I said, that's, you don't turn it on and off. I said, and by the way, I said, I will not be riding with y'all anymore. Bam! Shut the door and went and got in my truck, and I enjoyed the men's meetings from then on by myself. Now, that might sound ugly to you, but they were older in the Lord than me. Didn't talk about Jesus not one time from the time I got in that truck until I got out. They talked about everything but Jesus. And that told me that bad company corrupts good morals. See, we think it's just these sinners out here. But, you know, maybe 5 out of 6 of them wasn't saved. Just because you go to church don't make you saved. a relationship with Jesus Christ is where it's at, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we thank you, Father, for this coming up revival, Lord. We thank you for your word.